Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The God of Mischief is back and better than ever.
Loki.
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 Loki. Wow. Great to see you again.
Critics agree Loki Season 2 is
marvelous.
Great. And it's finally here.
How much do you know?
Let's assume I don't know much.
A mind-bending adventure. Spectacularly cinematic.
I've been waiting for a moment like this.
It surpasses all expectations.
A little over the top, don't you think?
I thought it was spot on.
Loki Season 2. Now streaming only on Disney Plus.
How are you now? How are you now? If you're one of the players that was on the Montreal Canadiens, or, you know, the skeleton of the Montreal Canadiens team that played tonight, my guess is you're not doing too great. Because that was an ugly loss. An ugly loss. But, as I've said in the past two episodes, right, we're talking about practice. We're talking about practice. Hello and welcome to preseason episode 3 of the Bottom 6 Minutes podcast presented by Habs Eyes on the Prize. I am Matt Drake, and that was a stinker. The Montreal Canadiens lose by a score of 7-2 to the not so Ottawa Senators. So the not so Montreal Canadiens lost 7-2 to the not so Ottawa Senators. As you guys know, normally when I do these episodes, I do a little recap of the game. I'm going to spare everybody of me really recapping the game. I'm going to do it super quick, right? The Sens open the scoring. Austin Watson. Alex Belzile gets one back for the Montreal Canadiens. And then Alex Formanton, Nick Paul, and Drake Batherson all score in pretty short order between the first and second period, making it 4-1. Christian Dvorak gets one back for the Montreal Canadiens on the power play. It's 4-2. Comebacks on, right? Not so much. Igor Sokolov, Josh Norris, and Alex Formanton were the next up to score, and that is what brought it to a final score of 7-2 for the Ottawa Senators in Ottawa. We had to hear the absolutely unbearable Ottawa goal horn go off 37 times throughout the course of the night, because apparently every time they score, it's mandatory for them to blast their horn 6 or 7 times for each goal, by the way. Not just one time after each goal. 6 or 7 times every single time they score. It is absolutely, completely, and utterly annoying. And whoever runs that goal horn should be fired immediately into the sun. But I digress. As I say, the preseason is not about worrying about wins and losses. We can't sit here and wonder, oh, you know, why did they get killed so bad? No, we can't really do that, because this was not the Montreal Canadiens, right? There were some players who are going to be on the Montreal Canadiens out there, but this was not the Montreal Canadiens. So what we need to think about is, what did we learn? And honestly, it's hard to learn too much from that game, but I can break it down for you, and I can tell you what I saw there, what I was interested in out of that game. And let's start with the power play goal scorer, Christian Dvorak. He is going to be fun. He is going to be some kind of fun for the Montreal Canadiens, especially on the power play. He seems to find his way in front of the net, no problem. He cleans up garbage in front of the net. He can also get tips. He is the real deal. He is exactly what they wanted when they signed him. Some help on the power play, a good, reliable center that can probably center your second line. And he's clearly got chemistry with Josh Anderson and Jonathan Drouin. They were together again, and they looked good. They didn't look as good as they did in the previous game, where they piled up points. But honestly, the fact that they're gelling this early in this in the preseason is encouraging. I think that's going to be a good line for Montreal moving forward. I honestly think that they're probably looking at keeping them together as the second line. Talk that you're hearing right now is that maybe Brendan Gallagher moves down to the third line with Jake Evans and Yoel Armia. And having Brendan Gallagher in your third line would be, that's pretty great depth, honestly, if you can maintain that throughout the course of the year. So I'm excited about that line, honestly. Even in a 7-2 loss, I can look at that line and say, man, they look fun. And they're dangerous on the power play, man. They are so dangerous on the power play. They, because you have the threat of Dvorak shooting and you have the threat of Anderson shooting, and now they've got some more threats on the point, right? In last year, for example, the main threat on the point was always Shea Weber. And now it seems a little bit more spread out. Chris Weidman, very interesting option on the power play. He, the way he moves on the blue line is very interesting. He opens up a lot of passing lanes. He knows when to shoot, when not to shoot. And I like him a lot, especially on the power play. There's some issues with him defensively, right? Even the RDS crew was mentioning that, like, you know, he's not the best defensively, but he definitely helps you on the power play. And honestly, he is another guy who looked pretty good, and he definitely helped on the power play to make them look respectable, because the first power play that they had was really bad, right? It did not go well at all. And then throughout the course of the game, they seemed to get better and better. And specifically, they were extremely good when they had that Dvorak line on the ice with Chris Weidman. They were moving the puck around. Ottawa had no idea where to even look for it. So that was an encouraging sign. You know, if one thing could have been better for the Habs during the course of most of last year, it was the power play. And if they can, you know, leverage this new trio and some of the new pieces they have on defense into being better on the power play moving forward, that would be huge for this team. And since I talked about Chris Weidman on defense, I got to talk about another defenseman who I've talked about before, and it's Caden Gooley. Caden Gooley is the real deal, ladies and gentlemen. He is the real deal. I think they have to give this guy his 9 games, right? You can give a defenseman 9 games without burning the first, well, you can give any player really 9 games without burning the first year of their entry-level contract, and I think they have to do that with him, right? I think the best place for him to develop this year is probably in junior, but I think you have to give him those 9 games and find out, is he that much better than 3 or 4 of the other defensemen that you currently have? If he is, you keep him. If he's not, you send him back to junior, and he gets to go and, you know, play in the World Junior Championship and dominate there and probably be a captain for Team Canada. It's going to be a great year for him one way or another, but give him those 9 games and find out, because he looks fantastic. And I mean fantastic. I mean, there's a few errors that he made. There was he was on for 1 goal against where he kind of tried to force it back up the wall and it didn't work out. But I at the end of the day, I think he deserves the 9 games. I think he deserves a real look and something outside of the preseason. I think we want to see, what does he look like in a real NHL game against you know, another real NHL team and with real NHL teammates up and down the lineup. I want to see what he looks like there, and I think that he deserves it. I think he earned, so far in the preseason, he's earned those 9 games at the very least, and see what happens from there. Outside of that, it was a pretty rough night, honestly. There wasn't a whole lot else to get excited about. As a matter of fact, let's get into this, because anybody who has been listening to this podcast since I started doing it last year in the playoffs, you know I like to complain about the officials, right? They are horrible. And I mean horrible. When I have to stress the word horrible as much as possible. I mean, Sami Niku playing his first game in a Montreal Canadiens uniform, getting an opportunity maybe to get himself into that conversation with the Caden Gooleys and the Chris Weidmans and the Brett Kulaks of the Montreal Canadiens organization to maybe get that final spot on defense. And he gets, you know, he gets absolutely demolished from behind directly in the numbers by Josh Norris, and no call. By the way, there was an official standing right there staring at it and didn't call it. I don't know what that official was thinking in his head about how that's not a penalty, because they called other things in this game, little cross checks, little holds, little trips, no problem. But that ref can stand there and stare at a direct hit to the numbers and not call it. You know, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable what this league prioritizes. Like, yeah, sure, the competition committee or whatever got together and decided that we need to do something about interference, but nothing apparently about hits to the numbers or hits to the head, right? No, we're not doing anything about that. I mean, somebody on Twitter pointed out to me, they're like, it'd be interesting if they got, like, the executives of the NHL, like the Gary Bettmans of the world, and, you know, had a press conference and showed them video of some of these hits and been like, hey, do you think this is a penalty? If you do, then why didn't your official call it a penalty on the ice? And what are you going to do about that? But of course, you know, if you ask Gary Bettman, if you showed him that exact hit of Sammy Niku getting railed in the numbers, and you asked him, Mr. Bettman, why is that not a penalty? He'd be like, injuries don't affect our bottom line. And of course, he talks like that because he looks like Danny DeVito's Penguin from Batman Returns. And if you don't believe me, you know, just go Google Danny DeVito Penguin and then separately Google Gary Bettman and take two pictures, put them beside each other. He is a dead ringer for Danny DeVito's Penguin. I'm telling you. But anyways, I digress once more. The Montreal Canadiens got smoked, and they'll look to do a little bit better in their next game, which is, in fact, tomorrow night. So, buckle up, because that one could get ugly as well. Who knows? But we're getting closer to seeing the actual Montreal Canadiens on the ice. I would expect that after tomorrow night's game, I think they'll probably, or I guess if you're listening to this on Saturday, it's tonight's game, they will probably start icing something a lot closer to what we would expect to see on opening night. So it's looking up. At least we hope it's looking up, right? We definitely hope it doesn't continue to look like this, because that would be a very, very sorry state of affairs. But not to worry. Again, right now, we're talking about practice. We're talking about practice. So not to fear. Let's wait and see what the actual lineup looks like when they get on the ice. That's it for the podcast today. We're running once again just over 12 minutes. So vraiment, grosse soirée pour les employés de soutien. Thank you for listening. We are on Spotify, Megaphone, Apple Podcasts, Google Play. I'm on Twitter at DrakeMT. Drop me a follow. As always, thank you for listening and à la prochaine.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.